If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
If mornings feel harder than they should, your sleep might be the reason. The original bamboo sheets by Caraloha create 5-star comfort that helps you fall asleep faster and sleep deeper, thanks to the natural, cooling, soft benefits of Caraloha bamboo fabrics. No tossing, no overheating, just the kind of sleep that helps you wake up clearer, calmer, and ready to go. It's resort-level relaxation that turns every night into a reset for your body and mind. Start tomorrow feeling better than today. Shop Caraloha bamboo sheets now at caraloha.com. That's caraloha.com. And wake up to better mornings every morning.
John Hodge here for 3downnation.com with top-ranked CFL draft prospect Gio Vaccaro. Gio, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Gio played collegiately at the University of Manitoba for 3 seasons. I believe you were the youngest left tackle ever to start for Brian Doby.
Sean Rowe.
There you go. I know you got to rep your Manitoba boy there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We're going to be talking about him next draft. But for right now, it's the Vaccaro show. And we'll get into Purdue in a bit because you finished your collegiate eligibility there in 2025. But 3 years with the Bisons, left tackle for one, you eventually move inside, 2-time first team All-Canadian, and the JP Metris Trophy winner in 2024. How did you feel you progressed over your tenure with the Bisons?
Yeah, obviously first starting off at left tackle, having like Coach Doby trust in an 18-year-old and having a great leader in the backfield, Des Cattelier, actually leading me. And then when Sean Rowe had come to the Bisons, it was a good decision, or it was a decision by a coach and I to move it to the left guard position. And then we trusted Sean Rowe to play left tackle. He did an amazing job. And when I moved that left guard position, I felt that was really natural for me to move back inside. And then getting that accolade of first team All-Canadian really turned a switch for me into taking this football thing seriously, making a career out of it. And then I was humbled and honored to win the JP Metris just because guys like Theo Benedict, also David Onyemata, winning that trophy too, just a great award to win.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure on his new deal, David Onyemata has now reached $75 million career earnings in the NFL. So when you're winning the same award as that guy, it's got to be a good day. Yeah. I want you to tell me, though, For people maybe watching, listening, who have never played O-line, how would you describe the difference between playing tackle versus playing guard?
Yeah, I think at the tackle position, you got to play a lot more patient in the pass set. Especially also, like, I think at guard too, like, you're in the muck. You're in the muck. You're going against 310-pound guys, 340-pound guys. I mean, at nose guard position, just at guard, you can just be a mauler, and I feel like that's where I thrive best in my game. And at tackle, I felt you had to be more patient at times.
And I mean, I watched many of your games at Manitoba, and you guys ran the ball a ton. So you talk about being in the muck, like you're moving people. It's not just about dropping it back and protecting. Obviously, there was some of that, right? It is a passing game, but relative to a lot of other schools, you guys ran the ball a lot.
And yeah.
It seems like I just see in the glow in your eyes. You love run blocking.
Yeah, that's I'd say that's a huge strong point of my game. And I mean, that year was 2024. We were the leading rushers for all of U Sports. So I mean, just relying on Coach Mitchell's offense and running the ball was a huge part of our game.
2025, you transfer down to Purdue University into the Power Four. What went into that decision for you?
It was a very hard decision. I mean, I didn't want to leave a 7-1 Bison team, and just leaving the guys, it was a hard decision to make. But I mean, I felt like I exhausted all my options in Canada wise as just winning that top award, and I feel like to elevate my game. When I had the opportunity to go Division I, it was a hard decision, but I had to make it. And I mean, I've elevated my game since. I mean, I'm in the best shape of my life. And I give a lot of that credit towards Coach Rohr, coaching, or our strength and conditioning staff at Purdue. So, yeah, it was a great decision. I'm glad I made it.
Well, if you're in the best shape of your life, that makes one of us.
Yeah.
but seriously, though, the Boilermakers, you were a backup most of the year.
Yep.
You didn't end up playing, however, in the last game of the year against the eventual national championship winning Indiana team, which is wild. What did you learn as a depth player, and how were you able to implement that at the end of the year when you got your shot?
I think it was a mental thing. I think the biggest thing was just staying ready each and every day. And I mean, showing up to practice with a great attitude. And I mean, I took every practice like it was a game for me, because eventually my time would come. And if it did come, then I had to be ready for that opportunity. And then obviously when I had that opportunity to go against the number one IU, it was more of a mental thing to know that, hey, I could play at this level. Hey, I could compete at this level and go against these guys and dominate a little bit. So,
right on. Now, you had your pro day early. You were March 4th. You measured in at a true 6'2".
Yep.
I'd imagine you're happy with that, getting 6'2" instead of 6'1" and change.
Yeah, I mean, even if I was 6'1" and change, I still play the same. The height thing doesn't really hold me back from anything. So, I mean, 6'2", 6'2", 6'1", 7'8" would have put me in the same football player I am. So
that's an excellent point. I do think some teams care about some of those little details, which arguably they shouldn't. There's lots of 6 foot flat guys who can play,
really good
and
players.
6'10" guys who can't. Right, size is not everything. But I want to talk about your future now.
Yeah.
We have mocked you at 3-down as the first overall pick in the 2026 CFL draft. That said, it is just a mock. It's not the real deal. Where do you expect to go? Do you believe your future could be in the NFL? And if not, where do you anticipate maybe going in the CFL?
I feel like I got this question a couple of times. I mean, the biggest thing for myself, and I just take day to day. I just kind of take my day to day and just focus on today and just getting better and be the best version of myself every day. So if I had to guess where I landed, it really doesn't matter to me. I just hope any organization that takes me is willing to coach me and put as much effort as I will to their organization as well.
Well, I think it's a great attitude. I know you haven't interviewed yet. As of this recording, we're in Edmonton. We're about to get underway with the interviews. Have you already spoken to some CFL teams pre-combine, and how many are you going to speak with this week?
Yeah, I was grateful enough to have a couple of teams come down to my pro day and had the opportunity to speak to them after my pro day. I got to speak to a number of teams and just say, hey, we'll see you at the combine and we'll talk to you there as well. And I got a number of interviews coming up, and I'm excited for those to talk to the teams and meet their coaching staff, meet their staff. So
I know conversations have been limited thus far, but I know you did practice a lot of center at Purdue. Do you believe at the pro level that you'd be better suited to playing guard, playing center, or is it interchangeable for you?
Yeah, I'd say I'm a very versatile guy. I mean, I'd be open to play any position, whatever position a team would want me to play, whether it be left guard, center, or right guard. I mean, I'd say I'm more versatile, and going down to Purdue and learning that center position really added to my game, I'd feel, and that's and just learning that center position. I played it in Florida my senior year in high school, my prep year. So that was awesome to just relearn it and learn from a great like group of coaches. Coach Henson was our OC and Coach Weiss was our O-line coach. So,
and obviously draft day is still over a month away, but how are you planning to ride kind of this emotional train, right? Like this is a long process and obviously going to prep school, right? This is a years long process, but you're in the stretch run. How do you prevent yourself from becoming emotionally exhausted over what could be a very uncertain and emotional time?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, going back onto when we first started Pro Day and we had a meeting with our strength staff, we were six, seven days a week. We were almost every day. So, I mean, getting through that every day, just having the guy, like family and friends by your side is the biggest thing. And I mean, again, just taking each day, like just being the best version of yourself. That's why I keep on saying that, because that's what I've learned and from coaches. Just taking it every day and just not worry or fixate too much into the future of what could happen with the media and stuff. So,
all right. Well, hey, we appreciate you doing this. We wish you the best of luck, Gio, whether it's down south, whether it's in Canada. I don't have a rooting interest, but I will say I did mock you first overall. It would make me look smarter than I am if you were first overall. So maybe there's a little bit of bias on my part there, but that's for selfish reasons, not for you. I try to stay impartial at everybody, but we appreciate it.
I appreciate your time. I thank you for everything. Thank you.
Thank you.
If mornings feel harder than they should, your sleep might be the reason. The original bamboo sheets by Caraloha create 5-star comfort that helps you fall asleep faster and sleep deeper thanks to the natural, cooling, soft benefits of Caraloha bamboo fabrics. No tossing, no overheating, just the kind of sleep that helps you wake up clearer, calmer, and ready to go. It's resort-level relaxation that turns every night into a reset for your body and mind. Start tomorrow feeling better than today. Shop Caraloha bamboo sheets now at caraloha.com. That's CARILOHA.com. And wake up to better mornings every morning.